When hip hop took off, there weren't many female MCs, but then came the likes of Lil Kim, Missy Elliott, Lauryn Hill, and of course, a little salt and pepper always helped. Salt and pepper's here. And it's thanks to many of these trailblazing female MCs and artists pushing through the boundaries that we get to hear about rappers from Darwin like Kootsie Don. Yeah, you can watch me shine and close your eyes. Either way, they're gonna be wishing they was blind. Oh, wait, never mind. We can never have what been defined. I'm specifically designed to accomplish in this life. No lie, I'm simply destined for greatness. On my great nana's nature told me I will make it. So I'm gonna make a baby. Making bigger moves on the daily. That's Kootsie Don's very first film clip that went viral on YouTube and kicked off her career in music over 4 years ago. Fast forward to 2022 and Kootsie has a new song and a nomination for Artist of the Year at the National Indigenous Music Awards this Sunday. It's getting close, actually, at the end of the week. Kootsie Don, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hello, good morning.
Congratulations on the nomination for Artist of the Year. Who were you listening to growing up?
Thank you so much. Growing up, I grew up listening to a lot of 90s music. So Tupac, Biggie, all the old school R&B sort of things like that.
And how was it being a young woman wanting to be a rapper? I mean, I imagine that's a really difficult path. You often see men in those kinds of roles.
Yeah, 100%. It is... It's a privilege, though, you know, at this day and age, the things that us women are able to do and, yeah.
And now that you're making it happen, what kind of response do you get? Tell me about the way people have been responding to your music.
I've had a lot of positive feedback over the last few years. Very encouraging and... Yeah, it's been good. It's been pretty positive these last few years.
And how do you work? Are you constantly writing rhymes? How do you kind of develop your music?
Yeah, I'm very much a writer. Any chance I get, I'm sitting down, I'm writing, I'm vibing to beats.
And how do you come up with the ideas for the things that you're writing? Is it sort of autobiographical? Is it about your life? Talk me through it.
Yeah, look, it just comes off of my life experiences, really. I listen to a sound and the way it brings out a feeling in me, the way it makes me feel, and I draw from my past life experiences to write to this music.
So we're going to listen to your brand new single, Kicking Down the Doors. Talk to me about it. What's this about?
Kicking Down the Doors, I wrote this one during lockdown in Sydney. So it was a really tough lockdown. This was when we were locked down for about half of the year.
Oh, the 2021 lockdown.
Yeah, so at that point I literally wanted to kick down the doors.
I'm so surprised not.
Yeah. No, but it's a song about, you know, following your dreams, pushing through all hardships along the way, you know, and just trying to remain positive and have hope and faith, you know.
For sure. During that longer lockdown that you were talking about, did you find, you know, obviously if you want to kick down the doors, you were feeling frustrated, but was it also a time that got you creatively working? Was it a productive time for you?
Yeah, 100%. I had a lot of free time to just write. I was focused on my music. There were no distractions. It was, a very creative period for me.
We're going to hear that track, but good luck at the Music Awards, Kootsie.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear that track now, Kicking Down the Doors.
I'm kicking down the doors. Here to get mine, I ensure. I'll have it all, I'm on my way, I assure. Yeah, I'm kicking down the doors. Here to get mine, I ensure. These bitches all up in my business. You should worry about yours. I'll have it all, I'm on my way, I ensure.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.